We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we got an awesome hour ahead for you. Kylie Kelce's coming on, the wonderful wife of Jason Kelce. All I know is she has asked they need my services.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. You know, if you need my services for a good cause, hello. I'm so there. So she'll be out in a few minutes. I also want to know what goes on in the Kelce family out where they're announcing the schedule. Are there things they want and don't like?
Well, yeah, because that's where they travel.
Yeah. It's a big part for them. I will be interested
in
that.
When are you home?
And right now, on the line with us, Al, I have met a lot of people in my life that know sports, but I have never met anyone who knows the sport of basketball, NBA variety, than our former co-host, now very involved, Rhea. What is he involved in right now? Could you read for me what he does?
I gave it to you, I don't keep it myself. He's
senior partner, head of sports and entertainment for Martin Executive Solution. That's a big title, Al. On the line with us, making more money than he did when he worked for us, is Mr. Billy King. Hi, Billy. Billy, that's true, right? Are they paying you better than we did?
Just a tad bit, Angie.
All right, Billy. Wow, we got a crisis going on here. Let's start with your take on Game 5. What did you see watching that game?
I just didn't see any energy. It was almost like they knew they could come home and get a win. And in the playoffs, you can't take anything for granted. You can't think like, okay, well, we can win back at home. You've got to try to win the game. I just didn't see the same energy level, the same focus that they had. And you know, I knew Miami was going to come out and play because Miami didn't want to come back here 3-2. So it just seemed like a team that just wasn't as focused as they were in the two games here.
Well, yeah, we're trying to wrestle with why that would be, Billy, because we know leadership. Jimmy Butler looks like he is dying to win every single game. Embiid's body language seemed off in Game 5. Do we blame coaching for not getting them more prepared? Do we blame the leadership on the team for not being as intense as they needed to be? Try to break that down for us.
Well, you know, it's easy to blame the coach, but at this point, these are professionals and they're in the playoffs. And, there's only 8 teams that are still playing. So, if you need the coach to motivate you to play in a game 5, then you have bigger problems. It comes from to me, it's the leaders of the team. They're the ones that got to set the tone in the locker room and make sure that the guys are ready to play. Make sure, you know, remember, I don't know if you saw the story, Chris Paul in the previous series in New Orleans, he put a curfew on the guys. Said, look, this is the curfew. We're going to be in.
Wow.
We got a big game. And, you know, the coach didn't do that. He did it and said, you know, everybody in their rooms by this time. So that's where it comes from. You know, Kobe Bryant would do it. The leaders have to set the tone, not by how they play always, but how they act often on the court.
All right, Billy, you set me into this mode of thinking. You taught me this in the time you were here. Miami is a dangerous city to visit because there's a lot to do. Does that still apply in big games?
Well, there is a lot to do, and it's not that they go out at night. It's just the fact that, you know, the weather's nice and there's restaurants and guys tend to, you know, I remember when I was in, you know, Brooklyn, we were in the playoffs, you know, guys would go to dinners and dinners start later, and it's a lot more distractions in cities like Miami, even in the playoffs. But, you know, you would hope that, and I used to always say when I was a gentleman, I said, guys, in the playoffs, you'll have 3 months to come back to Miami or L.A. or wherever you are and have fun. Is it, you know, if you want to win a championship, you got to sacrifice now.
All right. Well, I'm just I need you to explain to me the Jimmy Butler factor. Doc Rivers was talking about Butler, and Butler just looks like he wants it more than anybody else on the court, especially on our team. Here's what Doc said when he was watching Butler.
Yeah, we got to get in his airspace. Jimmy is so comfortable right now. It's really been three games in a row where he's just doing everything he can that he wants to do. So there's adjustments we can make, some we really don't want to have to make, but we may have to.
Isn't Butler the missing ingredient in what the Sixers have right now?
Well, Jimmy Butler is a guy that is not afraid of anybody. He'll get in anybody's face, whether it's the coach, the players. He wants to win, and he'll do whatever it takes to win. If it takes, you know, playing hurt or, you know, yelling at someone, he's going to do that. And that's what I was talking about, leadership. There's certain guys. That was Michael Jordan, if you watch the documentary you have. He would challenge anybody because his ultimate goal was about winning. If you were playing checkers, Michael Jordan would want to beat you. If he beat you 100 times, he wanted to beat you 101 times. And that's Jimmy Butler. Jimmy wants to win, and he doesn't care who he's playing against. He does not want to lose.
Then, Billy King, why in God's name would you want that guy to leave your team? Wouldn't you do everything you could to keep him?
Well, when you have a guy like that, though, they're challenging. I mean, they're challenging every day from the front office, from a coach, and you've got to be willing to want to put up with that and tolerate it because there's going to be some days, as you saw with Miami, where it blew up with them. They had a big argument on the bench. But things happen, and Chuck Daly used to always say, as a coach, you have to have blinders on so you don't see certain things and sort of ignore them because for the good of trying to win. But he's going to challenge you, and you got to be willing to challenge that. And if you're not, then you don't want him on your team. But I think he's a winner, and you just got to. He makes it more difficult for the head coach and the general manager to have to deal with every day.
All right, but you deal with it. Billy, if you were GM today, would you want him on your team?
I would, because he's a winner.
There it is. See, I see. Somebody compared earlier his attitude to Iverson's. They are similar that way, right, Billy?
That was Allen. Allen wanted to win, and Allen would say, he goes, I don't go about it the right way a lot of times. I may shoot too much, but my ultimate goal, I want to win. And he would say, he said to me one time, he goes, Billy, if I'm coming down the court and I know we need a bucket and I've missed four in a row, I'm looking around and thinking, I've got the best chance of shooting, so I'm going to shoot it again and because I want to win. He was one of the best competitors I've ever been around. For his size and his ability, he competed and challenged you every day. Like I said, every day when I was a GM, it was like a fireman. There was going to be a fire. I didn't know how big it was going to be every day. There was going to be a fire that I was going to put out.
Tremendous. Billy, what do you expect to see tonight?
I think they'll come out with a lot of energy, but they've got to realize that Miami is not going to be the same Miami they faced in games 3 and 4. Pat Riley has taught Eric Spoelstra, this is the game. You don't want it to go 7 because anything can happen in game 7. So they're going to come out, and Jimmy's going to try to lead the way. If the Sixers can come out and match their energy and just rely and make shots and match their energy, I think the Sixers will win.
Who do you think will win today? Will they win?
Yes.
Who will win game 7?
That's going to be a toss-up. I got to see how game 6 finishes. And then check
right
back before game 7.
I'm going to have to call you before game 7, then I'll call you on the weekend sometime.
Yeah, you have my cell?
Probably not.
No,
I'll send
I don't,
it to him.
But you have my landline. Billy King.
So, Ed, you going to call Rhea to call me to find out?
Yes, exactly. She'll text you. Billy, all I know is this, man. You know the game of basketball. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.